Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Shabazz, and joining alongside me, he is not one of the two problems in my life. He is the only problem in my life. Daniel, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I was going to say, like, if the Movie Podcast was the song you were referencing,
yeah,
am I trouble or money?
Oh, I mean, honestly, though, you're money.
Yeah, money. I mean, money. Anthony's all trouble.
Anthony is trouble.
Shay,
sure.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a little offended that you did not wish me Happy Daniel's Eve. Because this episode is coming out the day before my birthday.
Yeah, but we were recording this November. How am I supposed
to know?
Could
you imagine? November 2019. We have so much to tell you guys.
We're going back to the future with this one. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Maybe I am trouble.
Maybe you are trouble. Yeah, I was wrong. Yeah, you're right. It is Daniel's Eve. And you know what? It's a day that I like to take off, personally.
Everyone should.
Yeah. But only to relieve stress from my mind. Because I'm afraid of the day after. Daniel, how do you feel? You're about to turn the ripe age of 46.
I look great, though.
You look pretty good.
I look really good.
I wouldn't say that great, though.
No, not 46. 56, no. Oh. I am turning the great age of 31.
Yeah, you're breaking the seal now.
Now I'm fully through the 30s. Yeah. Like, I'm fully through 30, sorry.
Yeah.
Not all the 30s.
Not all of them yet.
I've broken the seal.
Yeah.
I'm making my way through it, and I'm feeling great.
Here's my advice for 31.
Okay, yeah.
Not much, really, because it's the same as 30.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really not that different, I'll be honest with you. As a 32-year-old, it's really not that different.
Listen, I think, my 30s so far have been pretty great.
They have been pretty good.
You know, I mean, the Movie Podcast is doing pretty well.
That's it.
Yeah. We have some really cool guests joining us.
We do.
We had an amazing guest yesterday.
We did.
And look who's on today.
Today, we are joined by the amazing cast of one of our favorite shows that we also did an interview for last year.
Yeah.
Pretty much at this point.
2022. It's an interesting way of saying it. Yeah,
I like to really drag it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Season one, we had the opportunity to talk to the creators of Loot, Alan Yang and Matt Hubbard. And they're joining us once again. And they remembered us, which is the best part about it.
Oh, what an amazing feeling that is. I mean, the Movie Podcast, we really started going full force in interviews, I'd say, in 2022.
Absolutely.
But the fact that we've had so many repeat guests now and who remember us,
that's pretty cool.
They talk to a lot of people.
They talk to a lot of people, and it's been 2 years, and like we spend maybe 5 minutes with them.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome. But I do want to spoil something here, Daniel.
Okay, spoil away.
We're not just speaking to Alan Yang and Matt Hubbard.
Hold on a second.
We are joined by the rest of the cast.
Wow.
Nat Faxon, Michaela J. Rodriguez, Joel Kim Booster, and drum roll please. I'm sorry, is there a cat in the room?
Sorry. Oh, is that a pigeon? What the hell does a cat sound like to you, man?
Cat pigeon.
must be cat in here.
Which cat is that? Flying around.
Get them out of the studio.
Wait, you're telling me cats don't fly?
No.
Okay.
This is a really long build up.
But if you read the name of the episode, you should probably know that Maya Rudolph is joining us on the Movie Podcast today.
Wow. We must be doing okay, then.
We must be doing well.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't have two things in life, trouble and money. We got it all.
We got money and money.
No,
I wish. Oh, my God. I mean, Maya Rudolph. Royalty.
Yes. SNL royalty.
Comedy royalty. Put her on my Mount Rushmore of just comedic actresses of just who just own it.
Yeah.
Who are just like iconic. And again, you mentioned SNL. What an embarrassment of riches that we had of that era of SNL.
Absolutely.
With like Tina and Amy and Maya.
Kristen
and Annie Samberg.
Yeah.
Not a woman. Not a woman. But
you know what?
Jason Sudeikis.
Put a wig on him.
Bill Hader.
Yeah. Bill Hader.
You know?
Yeah.
Seth Meyers. Again, it's an embarrassment of riches, and Maya is always the one who just stole the show.
Absolutely.
She's just incredible.
And she's phenomenal in Loot. Like she's got this amazing cast that really supports her in this show. But so much of the story is just about her character really pushing through and becoming this individual dealing with the scenario that we all kind of wish we were dealing with. Yeah, I don't know.
Wish I got like $89 billion. Yeah, you know, right? I mean, that'd be pretty nice.
That's pretty good.
What's the first thing you would do with $89 billion?
$89 billion. Yeah. I would pay off all my debts, buy mom a house and a car.
What else would you do with the rest of your $89 billion? Because I'll be honest, dude, that won't even put
I have like $500 in debt. No, I wish. I don't know. I would probably
put it all on rent.
I'd invest.
And dude, why though?
But I don't know in what though.
Dude, you could. You don't have to invest. You can invest
billion.
You could invest. You could invest in a. You could buy a company.
Yeah,
that's more than one. You know, that's more than, like so many companies were bought for.
Yeah, that's true. I could buy a company.
You could just buy a company.
Should I buy? I'll buy the movie podcast.
You could buy. I don't think you could afford us.
Oh, really? How more do you value that? $90 billion.
There you go.
Damn it.
There you
go. So close.
But like, listen, Loot is one of our favorite shows. You're 100% right. It is such a comfort show.
Yeah.
It's one of the shows that I'm like, man, I really hope it comes back for season two. And having watched almost all of season two at this point.
By now we've done it all. Yeah.
What a fun show. It's such a great cast. I think everyone just really gets her moment to shine.
Yeah.
Maya, of course, is incredible in this. And she was just incredible to talk to.
Yeah, it was such a blast. And I mean, everybody that we had a chance to speak to, obviously Alan Yang and Matt Hubbard, who, you know, are phenomenal still. But I really loved our conversation as well with Michaela and Nat, because they just had this energy about them that was so infectious the whole time. And talking to them about, you know, music and what they would do with the money, it's such a good time.
It's a great time. Yeah, we had an absolute blast with them, so I'm so excited to have more Loot coming into the world.
Yeah, more Loot to toot,
more Loot to toot. And guess when it's coming out, Shay? If we wanted another gift for me,
oh man, is it coming on your birthday?
It is coming out with two episodes on April 3rd. It's like Apple's like, hey, you know what, Daniel, happy birthday.
Yeah. Here's my Rudolph.
Here's more my Rudolph. Yeah. 100%.
I love that.
Yeah, what a great show.
I love it. And it's such a fantastic show. But I don't want to take away too much time, like I always say.
You don't.
I don't, or I do say it.
You don't want to take up too much time.
I don't want to take up too much time.
But you do.
But I do. Yeah. I end up taking. Let's talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Let's jump to these interviews because we're going to have a great time. So let's welcome to the movie podcast Maya Rudolph, Joel Kim Booster, Michaela J. Rodriguez, Nat Faxon, Alan Yang, and Matt Hubbard.
Hello, Maya and Joel. How are you both doing?
Hi, good. How are you, Daniel and Shabazz?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for asking. We absolutely love both of you, and we also love Loot so much as well. We do.
Yeah.
No,
Maya, we can all go home now.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That was
interview over.
Actually, yeah, it wasn't even a question.
That was it.
Maya, for season one of Loot, it was kind of all about, you know, Molly reinventing herself, really how Molly got her groove back. What would you say season two is about?
Season two is about stepping into the Wells Foundation, being a boss, and stepping into wellness and swearing off men, right?
And
self-investment, sure.
That's a great way to put it. Yes,
that's good. That's a really great way to describe it. Like Shay said, we're loving this season so much, and Joel, something that we love so much too is that we get to see, you know, Nicholas come out of the shadow a little bit more this season from Molly and just learn more about who they are as a character. What excited you most about getting to explore that in season two?
Yeah, I think like Matt and Alan are so generous in giving us a lot of like, they let us invest a lot into these characters and have a little bit of a say in sort of the direction. And I think like getting to see, you know, why Nicholas is the way he is, like we get hints of that in season one, like random references to like his very strange upbringing and stuff like that. And then to get to see that play out with his parents is really, really fun for us to explore and play with. And for me, just on a, like a personal level, it was really nice. They came to me really early in the writing of that episode and were like, do you want his parents to be Asian or do you want him to be adopted like you are? And we made that choice. And it was just nice that like, it was so incidental in the episode. It's not really addressed. It's just sort of like, here are his white parents, figure out how that happened. And I think the audiences are smart enough to figure it out on their own. And it was nice to not have it be like the central focus of the episode, but just sort of have it be a reality for, which is, you know, surreal for a lot of people.
Absolutely. That's kind of my favorite thing is when you get the opportunity to introduce something without the explanation or the, asking for permission.
Right. Right. It doesn't center it.
Yeah, that's not what it's about, because that is daily life for so many people. So I really like that.
Yeah. And it's something that we've loved so much about the show is that how just genuine and how comforting it is of a watch. It's a show that we watched, you know, 2 years ago, that first season. And it was such a comfort for us in that, you know, in the pandemic years, and now returning with season two, we have to say this show, bar none, has the biggest banger of a soundtrack that we've ever had or experienced in a show. Is there a song either from season two or from season one that has been a theme song for each of you, or just something that you were so happy made it into the soundtrack?
I don't know. I like the general sort of like 90s R&B vibe is like very comfy for, I think, a lot of us. And yeah, it's very fun. I mean, I can't think of like a specific one. I will say, like, whenever I hear our theme song out in the wild, I get so excited. It's really nice.
What about for yourself, Maya?
The first song that comes to mind is the, like, well, there's a fun, I shouldn't reveal the end. There's a really fun one that I love, the last episode, that I really enjoyed. I was older than you in the 90s, but still experiencing R&B, but as a different, like, in different way. So it has like a different connection for me, which is kind of fun because it makes me feel like I'm going back to college. There's every once in a while I hear a little bit of Fantasy.
And
I enjoy that.
It, you know, the, and the premise of Loot is always this unique situation that we kind of picture ourselves in. You know, if we were both given a blank check, what would be the first thing that you kind of spend it on?
I'd go island, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'd go island.
Tropical, yeah.
Sort of tropical breeze type island. I would definitely get myself a David Chang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I'd help some people. I would probably try to do something better about how to deal with mental health in this country, and how so many people don't have the access to that medical care that they need and support that they need.
Yeah, your ideas were so much bigger than mine. I think I haven't
just nail polish.
I was like, oh, I pay off my house. No, I bought my mom one. It's really hard.
Given. The parent house, the like parent cars, but you gotta get that island, baby.
Yeah, the island.
It's like the place where you go your family. Right.
Oh, I would just buy Fire Island, I guess. That's
right. Oh, there you go.
Solidify my place.
Now you're thinking like a billion.
Someone needs to. Yeah.
Joel, Maya, thank you both so much. Like we said, we're such huge fans of both of yours. We're loving this season so much, and we're so happy to have more Loot back in the world. So we hope we get to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Alan, Matt, how are you both doing?
Hi, I remember you guys. Good to see you again.
Yes. We were hoping. We had such a blast talking to both of you guys. 2 years ago, almost at this point, for season one. So it's awesome to be back talking to you guys for season two. It's even better.
Thank you so much. That's the goal. I'm glad you got it. It's a little worse. You still like it a little worse.
Yes. One of the things that we were so excited about last time we spoke is how much we love the music in Loot, especially the theme song.
It's been our top five every year so far from like Apple Music, you know, just a recap.
It hasn't stopped. And we always just tell people we have two things in life, trouble and money. That's it. All the time.
It's so good. That was one of the only things in the show. Like, you know, everything takes a little bit of time, development, all that's good. We got it sent from our composer. His name is Cheap Shot. He used to be in a group called Styles of Beyond. And he sent that in and we're like, this is great. He sent in three versions. We're like, they're all good. This one's perfect. Let's air it.
Love that.
How did you guys want to go bigger for season two when it comes to music? And is there a song that you guys were most proud of that you got to sneak into this season?
Oh, man, there are so many, but we just love the feel of the show. And we feel like season one, when we were exploring the musical palette, finding this sort of 90s to early 2000s hip hop sound, Bad Boy Records, all of that stuff really started to bring the show to life. I was really happy in the premiere episode this year that we got to use an Outkast song. We used a song called B.O.B. and it was like, oh, I love that song for so long. And it's like, it fits here really well. So I had the editor try it. It was like, oh, it really sings there. But there's so many. I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but the song we end the season with, there's a lot of artists that were thrilled that we were able to include in the show.
Speaking of music,
you guys touch on a very sensitive topic in season two of Loot. That's people's hidden obsession with Taylor Swift. Is this coming from like a personal experience?
Yes. Thank you for bringing up that story. We're extremely proud of it. And I should say, I think this is to our credit. We broke that story. We came up with that story pre Eras, right?
Wow,
like
before Travis Kelce,
before Eras, before she went on tour and like it went from like 100 to 1 million, we were like trying to come up with a story with Sophia. I don't want to give too much away, but Sophia's sort of hiding something and we were trying to figure out what the right thing was. And then it was like, she secretly loves Taylor Swift. And it was just seemed perfect for that character. And one of our writers talked about her own sort of secret obsession with Taylor Swift. And it just felt really real. And then we shot it, wrote it, shot it. And then we're kind of like waiting for things to come out. And then Eras happened and we were like, we look like geniuses.
Yeah. And then the Super Bowl, then everything happened. But it was credit to our writer, April Cuillo, who was very honest in the room and said, I'm a black woman who loves Taylor Swift. I don't think it's crazy. Let's put it in the show. Let's figure it out. And I thought the relationship between Ron Funches' character and Michaela Jay's character is so fun. So we love that as well.
Yeah. No, it's such a great moment. And I just brought us back to watching the Eras tour, the film in theaters, and just even in a movie theater, people were going crazy and trading friendship bracelets and stuff.
Yeah, so we found out about ourselves that we were hidden fans.
We really did. We found out a lot about ourselves watching it too. Something that we love so much in season one as well is that Molly really got to reinvent herself. And that really, I felt like the through line for season one. What would you guys say is the overall arc you were looking at for season two?
I also think at the end of season one, as you were saying, it's almost as if it's someone who's opened their eyes. And then in season two, it's like, well, once you've opened those eyes, it's not so easy to change completely. You know, you always want to sort of lean back on the old you and who you were. In her case, she was living in this bubble. So season two is kind of her struggle to become this real person, this down-to-earth person, this person who understands the plight of people who aren't as well off as she is. But it's that tension of, well, I still like my mansions. I still like my private jets. I still like my yachts. It's hard to give that stuff up sometimes. So hence, in the premiere, we want to make sure to reassure the audience, look, she's down. Downsizing, but her version of downsizing is moving from a $200 million mansion to an $80 million mansion. So that's kind of where we are.
So humble,
still a long way.
So humble.
And this doesn't sound like a problem anyone has, but if you were like, I want to give away $87 billion, you don't want to do it in a way where you cause more problems than good. And that is actually strangely hard, right? If you're giving people money, you don't want to fall victim to like swindlers or scam artists. And we felt like that's an interesting work problem that most people obviously do not have in their lives.
Yeah, you're right. You guys don't think about it that way. But Alan, Matt, thank you so much for spending your time with us today. We absolutely love the show. We can't wait to talk to you both again in the future because you both are such a delight. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you for watching.
It's Mikhail and Ned. How are you both doing?
We're good.
Well, thank you. How are you?
We are doing so well. We are so delighted to be talking with both of you for Loot. We absolutely friggin' love this show so much. So it's just awesome to be, you know, capping off our interviews with you guys. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Now, returning for season two, what were the vibes like day one on the set when you're getting back together, getting the crew back together? And Mikhaila, we can start with you.
I was just glad to get back. I mean, I missed a lot of the faces. It was a long time and I was waiting to get back to see these faces again. So that was a plus. I got to see all these beautiful, amazing faces, but also just getting to be in a workspace with them again and doing great work. Honestly, we literally bite off of each other. We're like, it's a good crew. And that's all I wanted to get back to is it just feel safe. That's all. I can't even express anymore. I mean, you don't get opportunities to be able to be in spaces like this where you get to have a fun time or it's, you know, you can play off of serious notes, but you know, it's really surrounded by comedy just so that it can be a little bit more palatable for people when it's serious topics like that. And it's easy to do it with them. It's so easy to do with them. So I was just happy to get back. And yeah.
Dan, how about you?
I had a hard time. Everybody had super big egos coming
back.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
A lot of big heads.
Yeah.
Ron Funches, you know, made sweatshirts with his name all over them.
It's all true.
All right. Ego. But I survived. No, I equally, it's just, it is really unique, and I don't take a day of it for granted in terms of just working with really sweet, kind people that you'd like to hang out with offset. So that does make a big difference, I think, when you're putting something like this out in front of the world.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's so true. Now, Michaela, we touch on a very big topic in season two of Loot, and that is people's hidden obsession with Taylor Swift.
I knew you did that so well.
Stop. Thank you. How much did you relate to your character Sophia in that situation?
Listen, okay, I love me some Taylor Swift. Okay,
that's all that.
Hey, I don't want to give out.
I think we all do, right?
We do.
I mean, don't we all?
Absolutely. Yeah. If we say we don't, something's gonna happen, you know?
Yeah, it's exactly. True. Then who knows what happens? World mad crumbles.
Happens. Oh no, not the world crumbling. We need to live.
No.
We need season three. We can't have the world crumble.
We're right.
Right.
Oh god.
That's right.
And the premise of Loot also has been this situation that we kind of always picture ourselves in. If you were both given a blank check, what would be the first thing you do? And Nat, we'd love to start with you.
This is the thing where I'm supposed to say I'd give it to charity, but in reality I wouldn't. No, I'm just
no one's gonna see this, so you can be as honest as you want.
Okay, good.
Just between us.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'd want to do something that would be like super fun, like throw a party for the world or something. Find a space that could accommodate a gazillion people and feed everyone, and just like, we all need a good time, right? So just have a huge throwdown.
That's amazing.
And everybody would be invited.
I would definitely be at that party throwing.
You would be singing at that party.
I would. So. Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
We love a gig, you know? I'm good. Oh god, see, that's
no, you can go with your like,
because you know,
butter sweeter answer,
but it's just, you know, it's not as good as that. That's a world party.
A world party, come on.
Okay, well, mine is gonna be a little, I mean, it's cute, but it's a little boring compared to his. But I just want to, you know, donate it to either the Rainforest Alliance or, you know, all of it, like all of the 87,000 blank thousand million billion 87 billion, give it all to the Rainforest or create a sanctuary for people to come to, everyone of all walks of life, and just, you know, have a community, you know?
We love that.
See, it's real cheesy. It's not better than a world party. I want to
come out. Mine would be great for like one night, but yours is going to be like save the world.
But see, that so. One night is going to be the best night ever.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
That,
you
won't need to live anywhere.
This is true.
That could be world peace right there.
It could. That could be the night that everything gets sorted out.
You see what he just did? He solved world peace and he had a whole dope party with that child.
And you sang at it, Michaela. Don't forget that.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm sorry I forgot that.
We just want to say thank you to both of you so much. You're both incredible in the show. It is so amazing to have Loot back in the world. And we really hope we get to talk to both of you again. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you guys.